So I have to, another thing I saw that I guess a trial single arm phase two study that's being done that's kind of surprised me. I've been trying to figure out sort of where enzalutamide and androgen receptors fit in nowadays, but I see that you've got this study looking at enzalutamide with trastuzumab, which I think is really interesting.
You know of the data with triple negative AR positive patients. Clearly, enzalutamide had some activity in those patients. We presented data with, as you mentioned, of enzalutamide with trastuzumab, and there was some activity there as well. And there's another trial that's been completed that's randomized of aromatase inhibitor with or without enzalutamide in ER positive patients, because AR is very prevalent on ER positive breast cancers. At the same time, there's actually drugs stimulating AR that's also a drug called GTX-024 or enobosarm, which is an agonist of androgen receptor that's also being tested in ER-positive cancers. So the bottom line is AR is probably fairly complicated in its mechanism, particularly in ER-positive patients, but it's commonly expressed across breast cancers, less so in triple-negative, but certainly in some. And, you know, I think it's an open question right now whether there's really going to be a strong, you know, enough of a signal there to make it worth further pursuing. And as I said, I don't have the keys to enzalutamide, but there will be more data to come. And so we hope to present the ER-positive data set soon, and maybe that will change people's mind. Again, I don't know what the situation is.
That's really interesting.